something for the last 2 to 3 weeks. How many they going through something for the last 3 to 4 months? How many they going through something for the whole year? Well, amen. Well, join the club.
Amen.
We going through some things. But the good thing about it is, God expects us to get through it.
Amen.
We tend to believe that victory is on the other side of the battle. But I'm going to assure you that victory is in the center of the battle.
Amen.
Because that's where you give God your heartfelt praise. That's where you glorify Him the most at. Because you need Him more. Amen. And you praise God and we glorify God. And everybody keeps saying it's going to get better, it's going to get better, it's not going to get any better. But the good thing about it is you're going to get stronger. And as you get stronger, it won't seem so bad. Amen. I got news for you. God has given us something that can sustain us, that we can run this race and have the patience of God. What He's given us? Himself. And He depends on us to use Him in our lives. Amen. There ain't no enemy that's more powerful than God. There ain't no enemy more understanding than God. There's no enemy more knowledgeable than God. There is no enemy more loving than God. So why don't we just give it all to God? Amen. You think you've been through some things? I've been going through some things too. Amen. But I'm determined. I'm determined that I'm going to run this race. I'm determined that I can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengtheneth me. Amen. Hallelujah. You affect my arm, I won't raise it anyway. You affect my feet, I won't walk on them anyway. You affect my throat, I won't howl anyway. Amen. You affect my mouth, I won't give no way anyway. Whatever you try to affect, I'm going to use it anyway. Amen. I'm going to go ahead and use it because God said I can. Why? Because we live by faith. It's up to us to make up in our minds just how big and great our God is. If it's big, then let's walk big. If it's up high, then let's lift our eyes up high. If it's full of authority, then let's walk like authority.
Yeah.
that's going to have the power and the power to enable you to overcome you. Because I said, this is what God said. God said, if I be for you,
about this verse, that one little letter, I.
to look up. That means if the tribulation all around you, you got to look up. That means you got to do something with your life.
Yeah.
Amen. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. I got news for you. If you really want to get technical about this, all you got to do is look in the mirror. Because the one that made the hills is in you. Glory. That bringeth out the host by number. He calls them by names, by the greatness of his might. Remember, a name tells you who and what a person is, or what a thing is. Anybody has a name, your name has meaning.
Yes.
Yeah. Amen. That's why I look at some of these names they're giving these dumb kids.
Yeah.
I'm gonna leave that alone.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, sir. That bringeth out their host by number, and he calls them all by name by the greatness of his might, or that he is strong in power, not one faileth. Why sayest thou, O Jacob, speaketh, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God.
Yes.
Look at here, he said, my God, who has the ability to judge the quick and the dead, have looked over me and saw that I'm fit to walk and honor him in his kingdom.
Yeah.
So that means I got to run this race. I got to do something. I got to stop waiting on somebody to prophesy to me. I got to stop waiting on somebody to slap their hand on me. I got to take this word at face value and do what I got to do for God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. My goodness. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God? I like that, the everlasting God. Because when you talk about everlasting, you're talking about Genesis to Revelation and Revelation to Genesis.
Yes, 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 right.
The everlasting Theos. The Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth. And see that God likes to interpret his own word. See, I said from Genesis to Revelation to Revelation to Genesis. And right here it goes right on to say that he covers his own word to the ends of the earth. Fainteth not.
Yeah.
I like the fact that God don't faint.
That's
right.
Neither is he weary. Can you imagine if we had a weary God? If we had a weary God like us, we couldn't expect nothing to get done. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. For not being tired. Neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. That when it says no searching of his understanding, that means you will always get an answer if you search it out in the scripture. Don't make up your own now. Because if you make up your own, you're going to find yourself in the pit. But you got to take what God gives you at face value, his understanding, and he'll reveal himself to you. You know what? We need to stop asking God to reveal himself to me. Lord, show me your face. Let me see who you are. Let me see how you stand. Let me see who you are, what you're trying to do in me. We need to stop asking God for his glory and to start asking for things. He giveth power to the faint.
That's right.
I know that to be true. He giveth power to the faint. Power means dunamis. Right. That means you can be empowered. And faint means fatigue. I know we get fatigued. You know why? Because we're still human.
Right.
Our bodies are going to get fatigued.
Right.
You're going to get tired of the trouble. You're going to get tired of the pain. You're going to get tired of the aggravation. You'll get tired of people.
Keep it real.
You'll get tired of your cat because he's scratching up stuff. You'll get tired of your dog because he's chewing on the table legs.
Yes.
just going to get tired.
Yes.
1 minute the car is running good, next minute you don't know what it's want to do. You get tired. You get frustrated. Anxiety sets in. But God said it don't matter because he's coming. He's like Superman. He's coming to the rescue. Amen. He's coming to the rescue. Well, my goodness, help me. And to them that have no might, he increases what? Strength. When you think you can't go, God will help you go. When you think you don't want to stand up, he'll help you stand up. When you think that you can't call out on him, he'll give you the ability to give him a sacrifice of praise.
Amen. That's right. That's right.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I did took a first lady was gone last night. I took a test drive last night because I'm not supposed to be driving at night. Well, it was a little scary, to say the least. I decided I think I'm going to test drive in the daytime. But I got news for you. I'd already made up in my mind, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, that I'm not going to be put on hold, that I can't drive at night.
Yeah.
Y'all just better stay out of my way. I'm going to get in that vehicle and it's going to be night and I'm going where I need to go and I'm going to believe God, trust in God. My goodness, you said, Lord, I'll ask anything in thy name, believe it. Well, I have to believe now, don't I? I can't do it if I don't believe. I got to believe. Whatever it is you ask God to do, you have got to believe.
Amen.
How do you believe? How do you show you believe? By acting on it.
Amen.
Come on back.
All right.
Amen. My Lord, my Lord, my Lord.
First lady back there trying to give me a cutthroat. Listen to this. Even the youth shall faint. And be weary. That lets you know that young people tired up to two. Amen. You don't think they're tired? They get tired of being pushed around. Guess what they do? They take you out. Unfortunately. Amen. When we were coming up, we fought with baseball bats, sticks, bricks, pots, rocks. Now we're fighting with Uzis, semi-automatic handguns that shoot 17 times. My goodness. But I got news for you. You watch how God turns things around. You watch how, you know how he's going to do that? He's going to start raising up some young people that have faith in him. Have trust in him. That want to do the things of God. You say, well, I can't go. Yes, it is going to happen. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly what? Fall. And that means they fall, they fall. That means they fall hard. Amen. Utterly fall. But they, listen to me. Here's this is the scripture right here.
Come on now.
This is the one right here. That means you got to get yourself ready. It means you got to set yourself up. It means you got to be a demonstration of the power and authority of God. It says, but they, look at your neighbor and say, but they,
that weight,
stop right there. That weight, the word weight don't mean this.
Come on.
The word weight means you got to be doing some of this. You got to be praising God. You got to be honoring God. You got to be studying to show yourself a room, a weapon that need not be. You got to do something for God. Just because things ain't going good don't mean you crawl over in your bed and forget about it. This is, but they that wait, but they that do what they need to do Paul said, my goodness, I'm paraphrasing. He said, I'm going to get it done despite whatever season it's in.
Come on now.
When he's talking about season or whatever state it's in, I'm going to get it done. What he means, whatever condition that's going on, I'm still going to give God my praise. I'm still going to allow the character and the nature of my God to manifest itself in me. That means that I'm going to love you if you hate me. That means I'm going to pray for you if you despitefully use me. That means I'm going to encourage you and you ain't even encourageable.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
My Jesus. Good preaching, Pastor.
Yes.
They that wait upon the Lord shall do what?
Renew.
You can't renew unless you do. I'm a poet, didn't even know that. You can't renew yourself in God if you're sitting there feeling sorry for yourself. Only way you can renew yourself in God is through prayer and supplication. You got to offer up God to praise, and God will come and get into your prayer.
Yeah.
Amen.
Folks want to get renewed, but don't want to do God.
Right.
Don't want to serve God. Don't want to do what the Word of God tells them to do, but they want to get renewed.
Right.
Well, Lord, if you renew me, then I'll be renewed. I can hear God say, wait on it. I renewed you the last time and you're doing the same thing you did then. But he says, the Lord shall renew their strength, their power, their vigor. But after he do something, you got to do something.
Come on now.
After God renew your strength, you got to do something. You got to mount up.
Hallelujah.
My goodness, you got to get up. You got to get up, get going, run the race, believe God, trust God. Amen. You got to get up, you got to run, you got to mount up with wings. You got to mount up with wings as an eagle. Anybody seen an eagle? An eagle is a bird of prey. You know what a bird of prey is? Birds that attack other things. You got to attack your property. You got to attack your situation. You got to mount up with the wings. I mean, he might have a 12-foot wingspan. You got to use them bad boys to attack that thing that's trying to destroy you. Now, how do you attack it? Put some praise on it. How do you attack it? Put some praise on it. Whatever you're going through, put some praise on it. If you put some praise on it, you will shake the foundation of whatever it is that's bothering you. I told the Lord last night when I was going over my notes. I said, you know what, Lord? I got it now. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I know it was there, but I was too busy trying to see it with my natural eye.
Right.
But when I started looking at it supernaturally, I realized something. I decided that if my arm hurt, put some praise on it. If my knees hurt, put some praise on it. If my head is hurt, put some praise on it. You gotta put some praise on it. How do you put praise on it? You can't get it in a bottle. I'll tell you how to put some praise on it. You put some praise on it through faith and through hope.
Yeah.
Amen.
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 Let me tell you, my knee was killing me, young Gray. For weeks. You like that, young Gray? My knee was killing me. Well, it would kill me, but it made me feel like it was dead. Man, I couldn't get up and down the stairs. I couldn't do nothing. Bad boy just ached and throbbed. I was in the bed doing this. Get up, walk down the stairs, come back up the stairs, doing this. Put ice on it, put heat on it, didn't do nothing. Just kept right on hurting. I say, First Lady, I'm going bowling in the morning. She said, you sure? I go, yep. Now listen to me. Knee hurting. Head I ain't going to be able to do nothing. Shoulder hurting. Wrist hurting. 3 months. God said, what did I tell you about faith, boy? Didn't I tell you it's impossible to please me without faith? Didn't I tell you your faith makes you the way you need to go? Didn't I tell you not to use your faith to do the things that you want to do? Sure, it might have hurt. Now my knee ain't bothering me at all.
Jesus.
That's the kind of oil I was dropping. Now we run.
Yes, God.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. I got news for you. If you hold on to his unchanging hand.
Yes, my God.
Because he ain't never going to change.
Yes.
We change.
Yes.
But he ain't never going to change.
Yes.
And I want to put my faith in somebody that ain't going to change.
Yes.
And he'll never lose faith.
Right.
And that's our God.
Yes.
So I trust him.
Yes.
Believe in him.
Yes.
He can have all of me.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
I used to cry out, Lord, change me. Do something in me. Change me. I got a word one day. And it said, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Change yourself, brother.
Yes.
You transform.
Yes.
You transform because you're in the Word.
Yes.
The Word will change you. The Word will build you up. The Word will make you